This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, and prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, the longevity business, a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share about the longevity products or about our True Skin Health products or about anything you've learned in the world of nutrition, we're here for you. We like to dialogue with you. It's a much more interesting and entertaining show when it's a dialogue than when it's a monologue. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. We've got a whole bunch of new products coming out in the next couple of weeks, including a larger size of our Fulvic Mineral Mist. And that'll all be probably in the next two to four weeks. You can check out all our Truth Skin Health products, including our Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist and Truth Retinol Gels at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I want to continue talking about the most mysterious of the elements, at least one of the most mysterious. They're all pretty mysterious elements on the periodic table. But of all the elements, there's hard to come up with one that's more more noticeable, let's say. Mysterious and also noticeable than mercury. Mercury's fascinated human beings since the days of the ancient Egyptians. Mercury is a liquid metal. It sloshes about. That's where it gets its name, quicksilver. Quick meaning liquid. It flows from one shape to another. If you put it in a little jar, you can kind of shake it around. And you can watch the mercury flow like water. That's where it gets its Latin name, hydrogerium. Hydra means water. Argerium means silver. It's watery silver, hydrogerium. If you look at the periodic table and you're looking for mercury, you're looking for M on the periodic table, you're not going to find it because mercury is Hg. Hg is hydrogerium, quicksilver, liquid metal. Very cool stuff. You can imagine what ancient people thought. Plus, when you burn it, it burns red. That's pretty magical stuff, right? You burn it, it burns red. It's incredibly powerful and extremely toxic. Extremely toxic. In fact, these days when we think about mercury, that's what we tend to think about, is the toxicity of it. And the ancient Egyptians and the Romans and the Greeks, they all leveraged the toxicity of it to kill people. The main form of toxic mercury in the environment these days is organic mercury. And it's mostly in the form of something called methyl mercury. That's the kind that you hear about in the water. That's the kind that's in the fish. Methyl mercury. Methyl mercury was dumped into the water. It was dumped into the water supply and got into the water supply through runoff from industrial waste. Interestingly, one of the best ways to filter mercury out of industrial waste is to use bicarbonate, sodium bicarb. And that's actually, there's a patented process for using sodium bicarb to clean mercury out of exhaust, out of factory exhaust. And there's a little lesson there. Sodium bicarbonate is an awesome detoxifier. We're going to talk about sodium bicarbonate as a detoxifier. And also, we started off this whole discussion about the elements and various minerals. We were talking about the digestive system. I haven't forgotten that because we're going to go back to talking about the pancreas and sodium bicarbonate. And sodium bicarbonate is an incredibly cheap and valuable nutritional, I don't want to say supplement, but nutritional support. There's a guy named Dr. Mark Serkis who has tons of YouTubes about the importance of sodium bicarbonate. We're going to be talking about sodium bicarb. Sodium bicarb is an electrolyte, or bicarb is an electrolyte. Anyway, main form of toxic mercury is methyl mercury. That's the kind you hear about. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's in the soil. It's in the air. And it's especially in the water. In the water, it gets eaten by microscopic plankton, little tiny life forms. And then in the little tiny life forms get eaten by bigger life forms, smaller fish and bigger fish, and gradually this mercury is biomagnified. As the fish get larger and larger, as the predator fish eats the smaller fish, eats the smaller fish, eats the smaller fish, the mercury biomagnifies. And if you're eating a big fish like a tuna fish, tuna's a bigger fish, mercury can be biomagnified from all of the smaller fish that the tuna ate, or the fish that the tuna ate that ate other fish, et cetera, et cetera. It's called biomagnification. That's why the bigger fish are going to have more toxins in them than the smaller fish. Perch, tuna, salmon. These guys, these big fish can have a million times more mercury than is in the water. In other words, the fish act as concentrators of the mercury. They filter the mercury out of the water. When we eat fish, we're eating mercury filters. It's like eating the filter out of your car engine. It's got all the toxic stuff in it. The fish are the filters, not just for mercury, but for other toxic substances. Now, it turns out, interestingly, that the fish contain detoxification elements, chemicals, molecules, a lot of which feature sulfur. And there's a very important relationship, as we talked about earlier, between sulfur and mercury. So fish may actually protect us from some of that mercury. Nonetheless, it's probably not a good idea to be dumping one of the most toxic metals known to mankind in the water supply and spewing it out in the air. That's a whole other story. Otters, birds, all the animals that eat the fish, the terrestrial animals that eat the fish, human beings, ultimately, we're ingesting the methylmercury. It's absorbed through our digestive tract. It goes into our blood. It goes into our tissues, particularly into the nervous system and into the kidney. Mercury does some really nasty things. Mercury is it sucks up electrical energy really powerfully. It's a powerful sucker of electrical energy. And one of the major forms or major sources of electrical energy in the body is proteins, sulfur proteins. This relationship between sulfur and mercury is behind mercury's toxicity. It's behind mercury's, represents a strategy for getting rid of mercury and for protecting us from mercury. And it's also represents the toxic mechanism for mercury. Mercury attacks sulfur. When it attacks sulfur in the body, it can destroy sulfur proteins. And the many, probably 50%, or at least close, something like 50% anyway, of the proteins in the body are sulfur proteins. And mercury loves sulfur. This is what the alchemists talked about. The alchemists they didn't know chemistry, but they knew that there was some kind of magical connection between mercury and sulfur. And indeed, there is. You can use this magical connection as a to detoxify from mercury, and this magical connection accounts for mercury's toxicity. And the alchemists thought that blending mercury and sulfur was a way to transcend. They used the spiritual aspects of mercury and sulfur, which we talked about a couple weeks ago. The spiritual aspect of mercury and sulfur. They used that concept to talk about transcendence. They were all obsessed with purification, and they said by combining the femininity of mercury with the masculinity of sulfur, you could transcend. That's a whole other story. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Side with lines open at 844-236-6010. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, 24/7 on the archive, page at brightsideben.com. Also, you can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com. Also, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. Got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of good health information. We've got an archive page at brightsideben.com with all 8 plus years, I think it is. Let's see, about 8 years I've been doing this now on a daily basis on the Genesis Communication Network. All the programs are archived. Got a search engine up if you want to search by particular keywords or subjects. That's at brightsideben.com. You can purchase Truth Treatment products or Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, so we're talking about mercury a little bit, mercury and sulfur. The relationship between mercury and sulfur was recognized in ancient times. Mercury exists mostly on planet Earth combined with sulfur, and this relationship is a very powerful relationship. It was recognized by the ancient alchemists, who considered mercury to be feminine and sulfur to be masculine, and the relationship between mercury and sulfur is like a alchemical marriage. They called it the marriage of the Red King and the White Queen. Sulfur being the Red King and mercury being the White Queen. In the body, mercury destroys sulfur-containing proteins. That's where it exerts its most toxic effects. Its kidney, the organs, the kidneys, and the neurological system are the biggest problems when it comes to mercury. Mercury in the womb can be an issue. Mercury in the womb is associated with mother's mercury, that is associated with problems with intelligence and memory and ADD. And in adults, methylmercury is associated with heart disease and autoimmune disease. Interestingly, autoimmune disease, like that's kind of an interesting one right there. I wonder how much autoimmunity has to do with mercury fillings or maybe mercury exposure in vaccines or just mercury toxicity from fish and from the environment. Autoimmunity needs to be regarded as a sign that the body spots an enemy inside of it. And when we talk about inside of it, we largely talk about the blood. Mercury, because of its effect on proteins, can create the illusion, not illusion actually, can trigger the immune system. It can make the immune system think a toxin has entered into the blood because the protein that has now been attacked by mercury is distorted. It looks weird. It looks foreign. It doesn't look like anything that should be in the body, and it shouldn't be, and this is where autoimmunity comes from. Say mercury attacks a protein in the thyroid, or say mercury attacks a protein in the kidney. The kidney will now look like the enemy, or the thyroid will now look like the enemy, and this is where Hashimoto's comes from, and autoimmune disease of the kidney comes from. So all autoimmunity needs to be regarded as a sign that something got into the body that shouldn't be in the body. It's really as simple as that. Doctors will tell you about autoimmune disease. It's a mystery. We have no idea what causes it. And there's no cure. Blah, 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 blah. Well, if you listen to this program, you know more than your doctor. And I'm not, this isn't unavailable if you do a little research. This information is everywhere. I'm not the only person talking about it. So, there's three main forms of mercury. You've got the elemental mercury, the Hg that you see on the periodic table. That's a liquid metal. That's the only metal that is a pure liquid at room temperature. There are other metals that can be melted to be liquids, but mercury is the only metal that's liquid at room temperature. That alone tells you how bizarre this mineral is. Out of the 92 metals on the periodic table, the only one that's a liquid at room temperature, that is mercury. Then you have industrial mercury, or they call it organic mercury. That term organic can be very confusing. When we talk about organic in terms of chemistry, we're talking about something that has carbon attached to it. Carbon is the organic element. When we talk about organic produce and organic vegetables and organic fruits and such, we're talking about no pesticides. That's a different type of organic. The fact that organic has all of these different meanings is very confusing. So when I talk about organic mercury, we're talking about mercury that has a carbon attached to it somehow. And that's also known as waste mercury. That's the kind that's in your vaccines. Yes, waste mercury. That's the kind that's in the vaccines. That's the kind that's in your eye drops. Your contact lens solution, I should say. Thimerosal. Or Thimerosal is how you say it. Then you have rock mercury. That's mercury combined with other elements. Mercury with chlorine and mercury with oxygen and mercury with sulfur. The most common kind of mercury that's found on the planet is HGS, mercury sulfide, which is one piece of mercury, one piece of sulfur stuck together. It's technically called cinnabar. And cinnabar is mostly found in Italy and Spain because of all the volcanic action that's out there. But there's probably some cinnabar in other volcanic kinds of geological land masses like Hawaii and such. That's where we get most of our mercury from. Most of the mercury that we get industrially comes from cinnabar, comes from HGS. Mercury from cinnabar is in your thermometer. Mercury from cinnabar is in a lot of scientific instrumentation. The fact that, mercury is liquid is used in scientific instrumentation. That's why it's in your thermometer, your barometers. Mercury can conduct electricity reasonably well. There's mercury street lights. There's mercury in fluorescent lights. There's mercury in advertising signs. There's mercury in latex paint. There's mercury in pharmaceuticals. And most of it is derived from cinnabar, which is known as the most toxic rock on Earth. And it is the most important natural source of mercury for most of our mercury need. Cinnabar is comes from the Greek word for dragon's blood. And cinnabar has been used as an ornament and pigment because of its beautiful red color since prehistoric times. As they were back in the Stone Ages, they were walking around, they found this gorgeous, beautiful-looking red rock, and they thought, oh my gosh, that would be great. That would make a great adornment for my face or for my body. That would make a great ornament, the beautiful color. Unfortunately, they found out that the stuff was deadly toxic. Cinnabar from 500 BC has been identified in Guatemala and in Maya sites. There are prehistoric skulls that have been painted. They found them painted with cinnabar. Cinnabar is found wherever you find sulfur, not surprisingly, and that's why it's found near volcanoes. And that's where mercury sulfide comes from. The mercury comes from the earth, and the sulfur comes from the earth. Sulfur actually is very interesting. It comes from most of the sulfur in the soil is made by bacteria. And that is a very, very important point to keep in mind when you think about sulfur. We systematically, through pesticides and fertilizers and such, kill off these bacteria. And sulfur deficiency has become a real thing. So just as important, probably, as mercury toxicity when it comes to impacting the environmental impact on humanity, probably sulfur deficiency is important, too. So anyway, cinnabar forms near volcanoes. It's found where there's sulfur. It's gorgeous blood red color. If you Google cinnabar, take a look at images, Google images of cinnabar. It's just really, really beautiful stuff. But it releases mercury, and that makes this beautiful substance the most toxic substance in the environment. Beautiful, deadly but beautiful. Beautiful but deadly. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number.
With hemp-derived cannabinoid oil, we've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that the White House is reviewing military plans concerning Iran, as the New York Times says Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan presented an updated military plan to the Trump administration a few days ago. It reportedly includes sending upwards of 120,000 troops to the Middle East if Iran was to attack American forces, interests, or increases its work on nuclear weapons.
I'm Steve Bullock, and I'm running for president.
Yet another Democrat has entered the field for the White House in 2020.
With your help, we will take our democracy back.
That's Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who becomes the 22nd Democratic candidate. He won re-election as governor in 2016 when President Trump carried Montana by 20 points. The 53-year-old Bullock was Montana's attorney general before that. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have lots of lines open. In fact, we have all our lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, ways of, if you're interested in strategies for detoxing from mercury or detoxing in general, the best detox, the way I look at it, the best detox is to not tox in the first place, to stop the tox. I don't really like detox formulas that much. Some seem to make sense to me. Most detox formulas are herbs. Guess what system in the body has to clear the herbs out? Excuse me. The detox system. Herbs are treated by the detox system. The detox system in the liver is what purifies the blood from the herbs that we take. Does that surprise anybody out there? Herbal medicine is medicine. And I never, just never made sense to me to put a load on the liver to give the liver more work to do when you're detoxing. The best detox is to stop eating. Is to fast. When you fast, your body goes through something, your cells go through something called autophagy. To phage is to eat. Autophagy is when the cells eat themselves, and they eat, what they eat is their toxins. They eat their wastes. But if they're constantly being bombarded with wastes, they don't have, or with toxins, I should say, they don't have time or the resources to get rid of the wastes that are building up. So by fasting, you upregulate autophagy. You improve detoxification, natural detoxification, the body's own detoxification. It's like a self-cleaning oven or self-washing dishwasher. If you want to wash your dishwasher, you can self-wash it by just turning it on with nothing in it. But if you got crap in the dishwasher, you're not going to clean the dishwasher. That's how they tell you to clean your Vitamix. Don't put anything in it. Run it without anything in it, and it will clean itself. Maybe a little bit of soap, and that's about it. So, anyway, fasting is the best detox, in my humble opinion. If you want to detox from mercury, you can use certain key nutritional supplements, chief of which is MSM. We'll talk about that one here in a little bit. We'll talk about that one tomorrow, actually. We'll probably talk about various sulfur strategies. Sulfur is just so darn fascinating. As toxic as mercury is, sulfur is incredibly important for the body. Do you know sulfur gets turned into an electrical molecule by the action of the sun? The sun hits sulfur in the skin, and guess what happens? It activates the sulfur. It makes something called sulfate, which is highly electrical. The sun links sulfur with oxygen to create sulfate, which is one of the body's most incredibly valuable sources of electrical energy. Sulfate carries an electrical charge that helps protect against oxidation. It helps act as an antioxidant. It helps fuel and sustain electrical energies in cells. And it all comes from the sun. Speaking of the sun, from the Mayo Clinic, how to treat sunspots. Laser resurfacing and other forms of laser light therapy can effectively reduce or eliminate sunspots. What they're calling sunspots, I call them hyperpigmentation. Problem with sunspots is they are caused not just by the sun. They're also caused by stress hormone. They're also caused by estrogen and by cortisol, stress hormones, estrogen acting like a stress hormone. That's the biggest problem with sunspots or melasma, hyperpigmentation. Topically, mercury has been used to treat hyperpigmentation. And if you go to little grocery stores or little ethnic drug stores in New York City, you'll still find skin lightening creams that contain mercury. You're not supposed to, but they're out there. The best, or I shouldn't say the best, but the gold standard for skin lightening ingredients, active ingredients, is something called hydroquinone. You may have heard of that. Hydroquinone is really, really nasty. It's awful. When I used to make hydroquinone-containing products in the pharmacy, I'd do everything under the hood. A hood is like a device where you that sucks up it's like a hood, basically, and has a fan in it that sucks up nasty, toxic smoke and other drug particulates that pharmacists have to work with, that people take, that people apply to their skin. So anyway, I'd stick the stuff under a hood, and then I'd make a cream with it, and then people would rub that stuff on their bodies. I wouldn't rub it on my body if I was anybody. I certainly don't recommend rubbing hydroquinone on your face or on your body. It is a nasty chemical. If you get it from on a prescription basis, you can't get it any more than 4%. If you have a pharmacist make it, I used to have to make 10%, and sometimes I even made 20%. That was really nasty, but it worked. The problem with hydroquinone is it can permanently destroy your pigment cells, leaving you with white spots. And that could be just as distressing as the dark spots. Probably the most effective non-toxic way to get rid of your dark spots topically is retinol. This is where retinol excels. And probably the second most important topical anti-pigmenting or anti-melasma agent is vitamin C in its fat-soluble form. So you ask yourself, where are you going to get vitamin A, where am I going to get retinol to lighten my skin, and vitamin C in its fat-soluble form to lighten my skin? TruthTreatments.com. That's why I created my retinol 5% gel, which has a big, huge dose of fat-soluble vitamin C, 25% of it. That's 30% vitamin. You're getting a serious skin lightening product that will also anti-age your skin and soften your skin as well and completely retexturize it and even ultimately reverse fine lines and wrinkles. That's our Truth Retinol 5% gel. It is strong. It kicks butt. It is the real deal. If you want to go to the doctor and get something, they'll give you something called Retin-A, or they may give you Triluma. Get this now. Triluma. This is the latest and greatest in the world of dermatology or dermatological pharmacy. Triluma. Tri means three. Luma means bright. It's got three mechanisms. It's an old standard formula. We used to call it Kligman's formula, but now it's marketed as a brand name called Triluma. Kligman Dr. Kligman was the guy who came up with benzoyl peroxide, and he was a famous dermatologist. He came up with some ideas. He's one of the rare dermatologists who worked with ingredients. Anyway, he came up with something called Kligman's formula. And Kligman's formula, now known as Triluma, is retinoic acid, I should say, and hydroquinone. And because Kligman was a doctor and worked with drugs, he was like, well, let's see. The hydroquinone's nasty. It's going to cause inflammation. And the retinoic acid, that causes some inflammation too. Why don't we put a steroid in there? And that's the third ingredient. The third ingredient in Triluma is something called triamcinolone, which is a topical steroid. And so Triluma is typically, that's what you'll get if you go to the doctor. So I'm thinking, what do you need the steroid for if you just take care of your formulation and make your formulation well and put the vitamin C in there? And that's where I came out with my Truth Retinol 5% gel, which we market as an anti-aging product, but it's an awesome way to lighten the skin. Niacin can help lighten your skin. Alpha hydroxy acids can help lighten your skin. Salicylic acid can help lighten your skin. Apple cider vinegar and aloe vera, if you want to DIY it, they can lighten your skin. These are all exfoliating strategies that get rid of pigment. Nonetheless, if you have hormonal issues such as that are involving cortisol, the stress hormone cortisol, and you're not clearing your estrogen out correctly, ask anyone who's dealing with the mask of pregnancy, or ask anyone who gets hyperpigmented from their birth control pill. If you're not clearing out your estrogen or you're taking too much estrogen in a pharmaceutical fashion, it's going to be tough to permanently get rid of your hyperpigmentation. All right, we'll take a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side and got an empty board at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. I am Pharmacist Ben and you are listening. Oh, we do have calls? Come on. Oh, you know what? I'm not. Okay. Sorry about that. My engineer just informed me you got some people on hold here. Why don't you put the first one up here, young Jason? Thank you. I apologize. Hey, Stephanie, so sorry. I don't know why I didn't see you up on my board here. What's going on?
That's all right.
I almost blew you off entirely. I apologize. Thank you, Jason. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, first off, I just wanted to say that I personally really enjoy the woo-woo, quote-unquote, stuff.
Thank you.
I guess I'm one of the 50% that does.
You know what? I think I don't have a problem talking to you and people like you and me because we're all kind of woo-woo. And woo people need some – they need a radio show, too. You know, so I don't apologize for that. So thank you for being out there and being receptive to all this stuff. Because that's really where power is. Power is in the invisible, not the visible. Woo is the invisible. Our power comes from the invisible always. Where you think the problem is not where the problem is, not where the problem begins, and it's not where the solution rests. And this is why we're so disempowered. So what we call woo-woo is really power, the way I look at it. And if you're the kind of person who thinks this is not anything you want to take advantage of or listen to, you're missing a major point of leverage, in my humble opinion. But thank you for that. That's very reassuring. I appreciate that. What's going on? How can I help you?
Absolutely. Well, my son, he is 7 years old, and he has ADHD.
Got it.
And, we have been, we've tried the medication route when it came to a point where we kind of, it was a temporary holding for us where he was on Vyvanse. And that was for
how old was he when he was on the Vyvanse?
Six.
And how did he do on it?
After a couple of trial and errors with other medication that he did horrible on, Vyvanse was okay. However,
when you say he did horrible on him, what do you mean?
He was on Cotempla before, and he had extreme mood swings where it was rage. He said that, he didn't want to, he wished he was never born and just said
very... He said that at the age of six? He said that
at the age of six.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So that's Cotapple's kind of old school, relatively.
Yep.
When I was, that's Ritalin, basically.
Yeah.
And then the Vyvanse is kind of a newer high tech deal, but there's really the therapies for ADHD just involve speeding things up. And ironically, when you speed things up in a kid, it kind of slows them down. That's the theory. Anyway,
yeah.
But what makes
that's
you think he has ADHD? What do you think he has? What makes you think he has this problem, the ADD or ADHD?
So I have always suspected that he's just more exuberant and excitable and has a really hard time calming down from a situation. If it's, you know, getting kids together for a birthday party, you know.
He's real excitable.
Extremely.
I got it. So why is that medical? Yeah. Why is that a medical thing?
So where it comes as an issue for us is obviously at school. And he's in first grade, and this year he's having trouble even paying attention in class and keeping his hands to himself. He, you know, is definitely, like, putting his hands on other kids' faces and kind of being disruptive, shouting out loud.
When did all this start? And how old was he when all this started?
So when he was officially diagnosed was in January.
No, not when he was officially diagnosed. When did it all start? You're the mom.
I have noticed him since the day he was born. He literally was the newborn baby.
He's just happy to be alive. Maybe he's just happy to be here.
He is extremely happy to be alive,
So why are we drugging him?
Like a fussy baby.
So we should drug him so he's more like us, all of us miserable people, right?
I know, right? So what we did is we put him on medication for 30 days as a bridging. We actually flew out to Fort Collins, Colorado, and met with an occupational therapist out there that does body work. And she did trauma releases on him and
how did that
all
go?
Kinds of it was,
how was that?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing. The body work is really, really important because what happens is when you get excitable like that, the body goes into this stress mode. Even though there's no survival threat there, you go into this when you have this hyperexcitable state, the body goes into a hypercortisol mode, or it may be hypercortisol that's causing that, and that leads to contractions, which creates a feedback loop where the contractions lead to more cortisol, which lead to more contractions, which lead to more cortisol, and releasing, doing body work to release those contractions can have a dramatic effect. So that's a great strategy. Absolutely. There's also relaxation strategies. Basically what he's doing is that's a relaxation strategy. It's a mechanical relaxation strategy. There's also mental relaxation strategies you could do. There's nutritional relaxation strategies that you could do. Exercise. Even though while you're exercising, you're not relaxing. When you're done exercising, the body goes into a relaxation mode. So that's a strategy you can use. So I would continue the body work. You don't need to have a specialist in Fort Collins do it. You're in Ohio, right?
Yeah, we flew out there because we had known of her. She used to be in Ohio, and we just wanted to go out.
That's great. Well, that's good. But keep doing it. Keep doing body work with him.
Yeah.
Have him put him in Tai Chi or some kind of martial arts or soccer or football, baseball, something like that. Kind of get him to do physical activities. And then also using nutrients, omega fatty acids are very, very important, more protein. Obviously, sugar is the bad guy here, or a bad guy. I should say processed food can be a bad guy, too. Excitotoxins are not going to help him. Hot dogs and sausages and bologna and all that kind of stuff should be avoided. Also, avoid the cereals and anything processed, really, is not your friend. Stick to veggies, eggs, protein, grounding foods, fish, real solid grounding foods and away from the processed foods. And then get them on a good supplement program, and you're totally on the right track. Congratulations. And you have a happy kid. You got an exuberant, great kid. He's going to do great things. Don't drug him. You know, I personally, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. If this is my kid, though, this is just me. I would not be putting him on the medication. I'd be doing all these other strategies. That's just me. You have to make your own decision on that. But you may find that when you do these other things, he doesn't need the medication.
Well, we've been back. He hasn't been on medication since the end of March, and he was only on it for about 30 days to get us to Colorado to experience the body work. And we've been doing the body work since we got back.
And?
The problem is we'll do a bunch of stuff in the morning, and then when he gets home from school, but he kind of loses sight of it throughout the day when he's, because it's a different environment. You know, he's around all these kids, and he tends to get that excitable.
Yeah. There's nobody at the school that can help him. There's nobody at the school that can help him.
The school has embraced the body work and is totally fine with it, but yeah, they don't have like 15 minutes.
They can't give him that one-on-one attention that he's going to need like that. You're going to have to really reinforce it at home. And what you want, repetition is reinforcement. So you want to keep repeating it over and over again at home every day. I teach him to meditate too, by the way. That's another great thing that you might want to teach him. And kids can meditate. They can meditate really well.
Okay.
So you want to teach them that. It doesn't have to be anything spiritual. It could just be watching his breath. Tell him, you know, make a game out of it. There's biofeedback machines and things you could wear on your head and wear around your wrist that he can make a game out of it. There's actually a game, I forgot the name of it, where you actually do biofeedback to move a piece on a board. But there's different things like that, biofeedback. But do it at home and make a game of it.
Yeah.
Do it in the morning before he goes to school. Do it at home. Eventually it'll kick in, especially as he gets older. He'll be 12 and 13 and 14. He'll have amazing mind control skills. And that's really what we're talking about. And by the way, mind control is incredibly valuable for dealing with physiological health issues. Mind control. And I'm not saying that flippantly. I'm saying it literally. Mind control. Learning to control the mind is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful thing we could do when it comes to handling our physical health issues and challenges. Hey, Stephanie, I got to go. But thanks so much for your call.
Appreciate it.
Have yourself a beautiful day. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I apologize if I left you on hold. I think I got the music here. Maybe I don't have the music. Apologize if I left you on hold. Actually, you know what? I got about a minute here. So let me see if I... Oh, there's the music. Let me just see. Rhea. Hey, Rhea. Hey, Rhea
here?
Hey, Rhea, I'm out of time. I apologize. I know. I'm sorry, but I'm glad you called. Can you call tomorrow? Call tomorrow and we'll talk.
I'm calling from Japan, so I'm having a hard time, but I'm going to try.
Okay, I hope you can call tomorrow. Thanks, Rhea. All right, that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products and truth. Treatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Bacon.